Well, staying with business, within the local food movement, the community-supported agriculture, or CSA, model is highly valued. You buy a share of a farmer's produce up front, you become an investor, a shareholder, and if all goes well, you reap the rewards at harvest time. But running a CSA can bring with it some tricky business decisions. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports.
Megan Williams bounds across a grassy hill towards several rows of green shoots coming out of the ground.
Well, I just want to check out this garlic.
Williams and her boyfriend, Michael Bowdy, began this small vegetable farm in Fort Collins, Colorado, last year. Both had farmed as apprentices before, but wanted their own space and their own business.
People ask if we're married, and we say, oh no, we're way beyond that. We own a small organic farm together. Well, you spend a lot of time on the farm, and there's not a great margin, profit margin, so in the beginning, it's definitely a struggle.
A struggle many small business owners will understand. But running a small farm comes with unique challenges. Bowdy and Williams decided to split their business in thirds. Two-thirds of their produce goes to the farmers market and local restaurants. The rest feeds their 35 CSA shareholders. Local folks sign up at the beginning of the spring, write a check to the farm, and hope for a good year.
And like the stock market, like you can have a good year or a bad year, and sometimes it pays off, and you know, it doesn't pay off in money, it pays off in food.
The CSA model is probably the deepest commitment a customer can have with a farm, but it's also very difficult to run well.
That's Don Thilmany, a professor of agricultural economics at Colorado State University.
It's just a richer relationship, and anytime there's a richer relationship in any form, but mostly in business, it's going to mean you have to do a lot of planning to make sure you can honor all of your promises.
That's one of the biggest concerns when running a CSA, the promise. Here's why. CSAs allow a farmer to spread out the risk of running a small farm. Customers share a portion of the risk, whether it be in the form of late season frosts, pesky bugs, or hailstorms. Thilmany says small farms can usually communicate that risk to members, a tougher task for bigger farms. One bad season could sour even the most loyal members.
Once you have a ding on your record that someone was disappointed, it's really hard to get your reputation back.
There are very serious challenges as you scale up any kind of farm.
John Hendrickson studies small vegetable farms at the University of Wisconsin. He conducted a survey of farms that were using the CSA model back in the late 90s. He says farmers came across problems when they started to grow the farm to begin making more money. It's tempting to expand quickly when the weather's cooperating and customers are clamoring for a CSA share.
It's fairly easy to fall into a trap of growing larger than you intended, even in the very first season.
Another problem is the lack of reliable data on what works and what doesn't. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is starting to take notice of innovative local food systems. They've commissioned a nationwide survey of CSA farms, with forms going out this year.
Little clover coming in.
Back at their farm in Fort Collins, Megan Williams and Michael Bowdy say they're taking the slow growth approach. They just barely broke even last year without giving themselves a paycheck.
There's more ways to quantify success than just maximizing economic gain. And so for us to be out here with our dogs and to make our own decisions, you know, that's success.
Bowdy says as long as they're making ends meet, a small CSA works just fine. For Here and Now, I'm Luke Runyon in Greeley, Colorado.
And Luke's story comes to us from the Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project on agriculture and food production issues.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.